Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I have a new guest that I am just meeting the same time you are, Steve Gordon. And I want to welcome you, Steve, to the podcast.
Sharon, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm delighted because your message is going to help our audience tremendously. You are not just the founder of The Unstoppable CEO. You also have your own podcast called The Unstoppable CEO. And I love, you know, the messaging that you provide people is something that you've actually done in real life. So you're not just teaching, you're actually walking the talk. And you help people find innovative ways to I love the term leveraged marketing systems, you know, get more from what you do. So you had your own company, you built it, you 10x the revenue. Tell us a little bit about the other side of who you are.
Yeah, so Sharon, the interesting thing about how I started in business, it was really kind of unexpected. I came out of college with a technical degree and went to work. I was a 10th employee at a small engineering consulting firm. And just, I got a phenomenal opportunity that I didn't know was coming. And I got invited to be the CEO of that company after I'd been there for 4 years. So at the age of 28, I was thrown into this role that I really wasn't prepared for. And so as you can imagine, it was a little bit of baptism by fire. And, you know, was fortunate to have a really good mentor and the founder of that company. And we were able to grow that business. And then, you know, 2007 and 2008 and 2009 came along and, you know, that business, the business itself would have been okay, but all of our clients went poof all of a sudden.
Yeah. Understood.
Yeah. And so, it gave us all an opportunity. We were in good enough shape that, my partners and I at the time could kind of go our different directions. And it was at that point that I really wanted to pursue what I love doing and what I do now, which is helping service business owners go out and build systems to attract clients, which was really my main role in that first business. And so that's kind of how I got started. And you actually played a role in that. You don't even know it. You worked on the book Outwitting the Devil, and that helped me tremendously in that time.
Wonderful. Oh, I love it when I hear those kind of comments. It is the book actually changed my life as well. So I'm honored that I was able to bring it out so other people can read it and be inspired by it as well. So thank you for that. I love it. There are lots of different topics that you can speak on, but I think one of the things that triggered me the most, and I'd love for you to talk about, is how most people don't charge enough when they're in a service business, and you talk about why they should charge more and how to do it. So share a little bit about that with us.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest problem that we see, is that we see businesses undercharging. And the problem with that, and well, I think it's first important to understand the kind of causes of it. You know, the causes are really in two areas. One, the business hasn't created enough demand so that the business owner feels confident in really presenting that higher price to a potential client. They don't know that there's a prospect sort of waiting in the wings. And I think that's always challenging. The other is they often will look around at the market and feel like they need to charge a market rate to be competitive. And I think both of those things are really problematic for a lot of reasons, but at the end of the day, you end up not charging enough, which creates a lower profit, which means you can't really give your clients the kind of first-class experience that great clients want, and that helps you clone those great clients and go get more of them. And so it can lead to a long and miserable experience in business, you know, having to constantly deal with competition.
I love that because it's something that we find all the time with our clients as well. You know, and it kind of ties in without winning the devil. People are afraid to charge what they're worth because they don't have that confidence to stand in their own power and demand it. So I think it's a huge issue. It's a huge issue for my clients. I think it's for anybody watching and listening, probably has been in that chair as well. I often tell people, don't discount what you're doing. Bonus up if you need to, you know, if you need an enticement, but don't ever discount what you're worth. So.
Exactly. Well, and the way out of that is to focus on the demand side of things. So if you can create demand so that with any given prospect that you're speaking with, you can present your price. And if they don't like it, you know, there's another person waiting right behind them who wants to do business with you. It gives you tremendous confidence to be able to get those fees that you want to get.
Great. And I know you have a very successful podcast on Several CEO. And one of the other topics that you talk about is how to use podcasts to get new clients and big lots of referrals. So share a little bit about how you use your podcast.
Yeah, this is one of the things that I've really become passionate about over the last few years. We've seen that it's just such a powerful way for business owners who are not professional marketers. You know, in other words, they're, you know, it might be an attorney or a physician or a consultant who is really passionate about what they do, but they're, you know, they don't want to become a full-time marketer. And a podcast is a way for them to get their message out in a medium that they already know how to use, which is the conversation. They know how to have a conversation like we're having now. They don't need a lot of training for it. Unlike writing, they generally will look forward to it rather than run from it. And because of those qualities of podcasting, makes it really easy for them to get started and to get going. And one of the big mistakes that we see folks make with podcasts is they get focused on the big audience. So anytime you're dealing with internet marketing, people like to think, well, there's 7.5 billion people on the planet and I don't know, half of them maybe are connected to the internet. So I'm going to go get all half of them to listen to this and I'm going to, you know, have sponsorships and be famous and all of this stuff. Then maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but most people are thinking in terms of how can I get thousands to tens of thousands of people to pay attention to me. What we found is that for the vast majority of businesses, if you had all of that audience, it wouldn't do you any good anyway, because you probably don't have the delivery system to deal with that much demand. Most service businesses are looking for the right handful or the right dozen or few dozen clients in a year, not hundreds typically. And the way to get there with a podcast is to focus on what we call the small audience. And that's the audience of very specific and strategic people that you're going to invite to have a conversation with you and be a guest on your podcast. And so when we're working with a client on this, we'll help them build a list. We call it their target 100 list. And it will contain the prospects that they really want to do business with. And it'll contain the people who are really strong referral partners for them. And then we'll methodically go out and invite those people to be guests on the podcast. And those other business owners will jump at the chance because they want to promote their own business. It's in their own self-interest to come and speak with you that way. And so you're able to get people who are otherwise total strangers on a very friendly call. And you're able to warm up that relationship before you ever get to the point of trying to sell them anything. Just makes for a powerful start to a business relationship.
Well, share. I want you to share kind of the sometimes I end up having to fire clients because they're not listening to what they need to do or not willing to put in the effort. But most often people have great success. And share one of those stories for you where you took somebody from here to up here, and then maybe another story where you saw somebody just doing it all wrong.
Well, so a great example of somebody really knocking it out of the park is a client we just started a couple of months ago. And he came in, he's got a virtual CFO business. So he'll come in to a small business and sort of help them figure out where the holes are in their cash flow and help them fix that up. And we built that strategic list. And he began inviting people, and he was really focused on inviting referral partners, influencers who had an audience that he could get in front of. And we actually just launched the podcast, his podcast, just within the last week. But in the meantime, he's been diligently doing interviews. He's done 9 interviews. Out of those 9 interviews, 7 of those people agreed to host a webinar for him to their audience. Out of those webinars, he generated over 250 leads, landed 7 clients in the first 45 days after starting with us, and had his 2 biggest months ever.
That's fantastic.
So that's, and that's kind of the thing we like to see, is we like to see someone who knows that they want to grow the business and they're coachable, and they'll come in and we know we've got a process that'll work for them if they'll execute it. And we ask them to execute just a really small part of it. We do most of the behind the scenes work for them. And so you asked about the flip side. So the flip side of that, the thing that will make the podcasting approach not work for someone is when they come in and they focus on the interviews, or they focus on what are my stats, what are my downloads every week, and they're not then having the conversations with their guests that will move those relationships forward to a level where there's trust, you know, where there's enough relationship and familiarity that'll support doing business. And so we've seen a couple of clients who really were very focused on those other metrics, and we just we agreed at after a little while that it just wasn't a good fit.
Well, tell us how our listeners or viewers can contact you, because how can they support you, or how can they get more words of wisdom from you?
Sharon, what we've done, we've set up a page just for your listeners. And if they go to unstoppableceo.net/playbig, they'll go there and they can actually find a link to my latest book. It's called The Exponential Network Strategy. And they can get a free copy of the ebook and the audiobook. And it describes how we use podcast interviews to attract clients and to put you in these relationships that are otherwise maybe difficult to create.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you. That's a beautiful gift for everyone. And how can they support you?
Well, we'd love to connect with folks. So they can connect with me on LinkedIn. They can connect with me through our website. They can email me directly at steve@unstoppableceo.net. And we love to hear from folks who listen to shows like this and hear what's impacted them. That helps us know where to go next.
And how do they locate your podcast?
Our podcast is every place that you can find a podcast. So most people listen to it on iTunes or the Google Play Store or on Stitcher. It's the Unstoppable CEO podcast. We've interviewed over 150 entrepreneurs at this point, and there's just some great wisdom in there from all of those entrepreneurs.
Well, that's fantastic. And Steve, you're going to hang out with us so we can do an additional interview for the private Facebook group Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. But before we end this one, give a word of advice for you for someone that is in a service business as to you know, taking their business to the next level, and maybe some obstacle to look out for.
Well, I think right now for growing just about any type of business, the big obstacle is confusion. There are more ways that you can market a business today than there ever have been in history. And that's a wonderful thing, but at the same time, it creates tremendous confusion. And we see people dabble in all sorts of things. And so my biggest tip is to pick one method of attracting clients and focus on it until you've mastered it. And if you'll do that, you will grow consistently, guaranteed.
That's fantastic. I love that. And thank you for hanging in there. We appreciate your time, Steve, and we look forward to getting to know you better. I'll look forward to listening to your podcast as well. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. And for everybody watching, rewind and listen, because Steve had some incredible wisdom there and resources. Make sure you get his book, and he's offering it to you for free. So that kind of value can definitely, it's not free, it's priceless. So have a great day, and I will look forward to seeing you in the Play Big Movement. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.